In agricultural news from AgView.net, President Biden has signed an executive order directing USDA to engage in rulemaking on several issues. The executive order focused on promoting competition in the U.S. economy. It includes provisions on livestock markets and right to repair. The order directs USDA to consider new rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act to allow producers to bring and win claims under the act more easily. President Biden also directed USDA to consider new rules defining product of the USA label. Further, the order calls on USDA to develop a plan to increase marketing opportunities for farmers and ranchers, and the order encouraged the Federal Trade Commission to limit equipment manufacturers from restricting access to farmers wishing to repair their own machinery. That's known as right to repair. A report out from the Government Accountability Office encouraging the Federal Communications Commission to evaluate benchmark broadband speeds. The report recommends the FCC determine whether the current definition of broadband really meets the needs of small business. Currently, the benchmark for broadband, 25 megabits per second download, 3 megabits per second upload. But recent surveys suggest small businesses may need a download speed of 50 megabits a second. The GAO referenced a 2019 USDA report on rural broadband and agriculture. It showed technological advances and volumes of data needed to manage agriculture production growth. The USDA report says speeds in excess of a 25 to 3 megabit per second with more equal download and upload speeds likely be necessary. Further, the GAO says small businesses will likely benefit from federal funding by the FCC and USDA to expand broadband deployment. Roughly 8% of small businesses in the U.S. currently lack access to broadband. And the rally in crop prices over the last 12 months, combined with increased shipping costs, fueling inflation of food prices. The cost of shipping bulk grain from production regions in the U.S. to global users roughly doubled last year, according to Reuters. Shippers cite rising fuel costs, tighter supplies of shipping vessels, and longer port turnaround times. Global food prices fell in June for the first decline in a year, according to data from the Food and Ag Organization of the United Nations, but prices reached 10-year highs before the decline last month. More ag news at agview.net. We'll have more after these words.